弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
很高兴能够在选信班的这个时间跟大家一起来学习神的道理。
I'm delighted to be here studying the Word of God with everybody.
来到这里非常的亲切，看到许多主内的同龄老朋友内心非常的喜乐。
It's a great feeling and a great joy to see old familiar faces.
今天早上我们从美国东岸过来的时候，才知道为什么这里这么吸引人。
And coming to from the East Coast this morning, so I realized why this place is so attractive.
因为东岸今天早上的温度是28度。
Because on the East Coast is 28 degrees.
来到这边快要变成82度。
Here is almost 82 degrees.
这是为什么许多年纪大的人到最后都想要搬到南加州来。
It's no wonder that a lot of elderly folks like to migrate to the Southern California.
有许多参加会议的同龄都一直觉得说，从来没有那么冷过，第一次那么冷的天气。
A lot of fellow members says it's never been this cold before.
也就是说，我们人都是喜欢温暖的地方。
Which means that as human beings, we all prefer warmer climate.
环境上的温暖其实是让我们的肉体得到舒畅而已。
The warmer climate soothes our physical body.
但其实更重要的是我们内心能够很温暖。
More importantly, our inner heart needs to be warm.
来到神信班看到我们许多弟兄姐妹很喜乐的来参加这个训练我们内心都充满喜乐非常火热。
Being able to see so many fellow brethren with a warm and fire heart to study God's word. It's really warm.
感谢主，今天我们可以很顺利的抵达，能够一起来学习神的道理。
We thank God that we can arrive here safely to study the words of God.
好，那小弟这次被安排要来跟我们大家探讨创世纪里面的人物。
I've been assigned to study the Bible character studies.
因为我们这次的主题是信心的生活。
Because our theme for this time is the life of faith.
我们去年神学班的时候学了创世纪里面一些基本的一些主要有关于创造跟这个罪进入世界的一些小小的单元。
In the previous NATS, we study how the world was created and sin enter into this world.
今年呢，继续要来谈一谈创世纪里面一些信心的这些伟大的。这些应该是说这个信心的人物是值得我们效法的。
We like to study this year which are the biblical characters deserving of our emulation.
好，那我们先很快速的看一下创世纪里面的这个段落。
So we'll quickly briefly go over the Genesis.
那创世纪两大段，第一章到第十一章。
There are two sections, major sections in Genesis, chapter 1 to 11.
记载四件大事情。
Recorded four major events.
这是有关于起初的事情。
Regarding the beginning of the world.
那这也是今天许多事情都需要用信心接受的。
A lot of things requires acceptance by faith.
所以一开始谈到这个世界的起头，从无变有，神创造的。
So in the beginnings,Everything was nothing, and then God created something out of nothing.
所以从第一章到第二章基本上都在谈神的创造。
Chapter 1 and 2 focuses on God's creation.
那从第三章到第六章，第二件大事情就是罪怎么进入这个世界的。
Chapter 3 to 6 recorded how sin entered into this world.
所以我们看到人类堕落的原因跟结果。
And we see how humanity declined and what was the consequence.
那人是如何从在神的乐园里面进入这个劳苦愁烦的世界最后不但与神隔离，甚至肉体也死亡。
Men were driven off from the paradise, and then because of sin, so they died in the toil and sorrow.
那这个罪恶带来的败坏导致全人类的堕落，所以会引起第三件大事情，就是洪水的事件。
Sin brought about corruption and then also death, and followed by the major event of flood.
所以从第七章到第九章这个就是 挪亚建造方舟啊，最后这个世界啊，只有存留八个人的啊这个啊记录。
Genesis 7, 8, and 9 recorded the Noah's Ark and how humankind were wiped out, keeping just eight people alive.
那也是显明神对罪恶的审判。
This is also God's execution of His judgment.
所以让我们可以了解罪恶啊，最后所带来的结局就是神的刑罚。
We see that the consequence of sin brings about God's wrath and judgment.
啊，所以第一个世代啊，在这个罪恶当中灭绝啊，留下了挪亚的后代。
The first generation of mankind were wiped out, leaving behind the family of Noah.
洪水之后，就是一个新的世界。
After the flood became a new world.
那之后，挪亚三个儿子就啊在不同的地方开始繁衍后代。
The three sons of Noah began to populate the earth.
我们接下去会看到第四件大事情，就是这些邦国。为什么这么多语言、这么多国家啊，在今天这个世界里面存在
？The fourth major event is the origin of why so there are so many nations and different languages.
啊，所以这些邦国的起源就是来自于语言的变乱。
The origin of the many nations came about because of confusion of languages.
那为什么会有语言变乱？就是因为人啊，他内心的骄傲，为了要传扬人的名而把神啊撇弃，所以因着骄傲而来的。
The reason for God's confusing of mankind's languages is because of a human hubris. They were so proud of themselves, and God had to mix up their languages.
好，所以这个就是第四件大事。
This was the fourth major event.
啊，所以今天很多人类学家、语言学家，他们都在寻找为什么会有一些不同的语言系统，为什么这么多的种族。啊，这是不同的肤色，这是怎么一回事呢
？Nowadays, the anthropology try to find out what's the underlying reason why there are so many different races and different languages.
但是我们今天从圣经，我们啊凭着信心，我们都知道为什么。
But today, from the Bible, through our faith, we know what's the underlying reason.
好，这是第一段落。第二段落从十二章开始到五十章，讲四个主要人物。
The second segment from chapter 12 to 50.Focuses on four characters.
啊，所以啊，这是创世纪的主要的部分。
These are the main framework for Genesis.
其实也是为了要让我们明白啊，信心啊，以及他所带出来的神的国度的啊，是如何建立起来的。
This tells us how faith came about and how God built up His country.
神是如何从万民当中拣选了一个人啊，之后啊，把应许。把福气啊都赐给他。
How God chose one man out of the many nations in order to give him all the blessings and promises.
啊，最后要由他建立一个国度。
And finally, through this one man, God is to establish his nation.
那这个国度跟以后全人类的救恩有关系。
And this nation has a key relationship to the salvation of mankind.
啊，所以从第十二章开始啊到第二十五章，这个就是有关于亚伯拉罕的啊。故事，我们称他做信心之父。
Chapter 12 to chapter 25 is concerning Abraham, the father of faith.
啊，所以我们会学习亚伯拉罕的信心。
And we will study from Abraham's faith.
啊，那跟亚伯拉罕啊对称的有一个啊附属的人物，就是罗德，他的侄子。
And the contemporary of Abraham was Lot, his nephew.
那罗德他所留下就是一个见解啊，这个人为什么他最后？留下一个名是不好的名声啊，就是因为失去信心。
The example of Lot left for us a warning as to what not to follow because it was the consequence of a very poor faith.
啊，到二十五章记载亚伯拉罕的死亡。
Chapter 25 records the passing of Abraham.
那接下去其实啊，就是啊他的儿子啊以撒的出现，这个是应许的儿子。
What follows is the the emergency of Isaac, the promised son.
啊，所以从二十六章、二十七章，这是有关于以撒的故事。
Chapter 27, 26 and 27 is concerning Isaac.
他是应许，因着应许而生下来的。
He was born through God's promise.
啊，那他是啊很特殊的一个人物。
He's a very unique and extraordinary person.
那他也是非常顺服的。
He's very obedient.
所以我们啊，圣经的章经文虽然不长，可是它的这个啊生命却是非常的丰富。
And even though he did not have many chapters dedicated to his life, but he was indeed a role model for us.
那第三个人物就是从二十八章到三十六章的雅各。
And the third character is Isaac, beginning from chapter 28 to 30.
那雅各跟我们每一个人都很相似的。
Jacob is a man very much like us.
啊，从没有信心到有信心。
He went from zero faith to plenty of faith.
从一个很注重肉体享受啊，甚至啊。目光很短浅的，到最后他能够看到神的国，看到神的应许，非常的坚定。
From a person who was very short-sighted and focused merely on physical enjoyment, to one who has a very great vision and grasping after God's kingdom.
那是因为他的生命更新了。
This is due to the transformation of his life.
在神给他的这个生活当中，他的生命改变。
And his life changed as a result of God'sLife that was granted to him.
这个人也被神改名字叫做以色列。
This person's name was changed to Israel.
我们现在多少人啊，在谈的以色列就是从这个人而来。
And we know the nation Israel came about because of this person.
他是一个人从这个不成熟到成熟的一个非常重要的榜样。
He's a very important model for going from immaturity to maturity.
特别是对神的信心。
Especially in regard to faith toward God.
我们今天其实我们都在追求。
And today we are all pursuing.
我们都还不完全。
We are not complete yet.
但是神他给我们的目标就是要能够信心完全。
But the goal that God has set for us is to have perfect faith.
我们要从雅各来学习。
And we must learn from Jacob.
那最后从三十七章到五十章就是约瑟的故事。
Chapter 37 to 50 is the story of Joseph.
约瑟他是得福的人。
Joseph was a blessed person.
虽然他的一生从头到尾，神都不曾跟他讲过话。
And even though God had never spoken to him once throughout his entire lifetime,
也没有跟他显现过。
And never appeared to him.
但是他的一生都是因着神从悲惨到非常的荣耀。
But his whole life transformed, going from the depths of the pit.Going to the peak of his life.
他是神所特别预备的为了这个神的国度准备的救主。
He was the one specially picked by God in order to become a savior for his nation.
为他的这个家族。
For his whole family.
所以没有约瑟就没有现在的以色列国度。
So without Joseph, there is no Israel to speak of.
所以他们这四位的人物都非常重要。
And these four.Biblical characters are all equally important.
所以这就是我们在创世纪第二个大乱斗的时候谈的四个主要人物。
So these are the four major characters we would like to focus on.
好，那我们接下来要来看亚伯拉罕的信心。
Now we'd like to focus on Abraham's faith.
所以我们来看亚伯拉罕他信心的旅程是怎么开头的。
Let's look at how Abraham's faith has started his journey.
因为亚伯拉罕他这个人物。在第十一章的地方，创世纪第十一章。
In Genesis chapter 11,
他的出现是从第二十六节记载，他的父亲活到七十岁的时候，生了亚伯兰、拿赫跟哈兰三个儿子。
In verse 26, now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abraham, Nahor, and Haran.
所以那这里有一个开头，所以先介绍亚伯拉罕这个人物，然后从第十二章我们看到神怎么样呼召他离开他。所住的地方来到了迦南地。
Bible continues on to how God led Abraham to from the land of Ur to the promised land.
现在我们很快速的把这些亚伯拉罕的生命从第十二章开始到第二十五章的这个生命呢，我们把它看一看。
Now we'll briefly go over the life of Abraham from chapter 12 to 25.
好，所以。这个旅程从他的家乡乌尔现在来到迦南地。
So he traveled from Ur, his home country, to land of Canaan.
但是在迦南地的地方，他碰到饥荒下到埃及去了。
When he was in Canaan, he encountered famine, so he went down to Egypt.
他以前也没有去过埃及的。
He had never been to Egypt before.
好，那之后他就从埃及回来。
And then he returned from Egypt.
所以到第十三章我们就看到这是。从埃及返回迦南地之后，在这一章看到三种 不同的选择。
In chapter 13, when he returned from Egypt to land of Canaan, he was faced with three choices.
也就是说，这里面有三种选择。
There are three different choices.
那这三种选择啊，因着不同的信心而产生的。
These three different choices came about because of the varying level of faith.
那这个时候，这里面的教训就是让我们了解说，很多时候选择是因着信心啊，会有不同。
And the story tells us that oftentimes our selection will be based on our varying level of faith.
那第十四章，我们看到第一次的在圣经人类历史里面第一次的有组织性的战争。
In chapter 14, it recorded the very first organized battle in human history.
啊，那这当中啊，这个罗德被掳去了。
During which Lot was captured.
亚伯拉罕啊，当靠着信心，靠着神。他得胜。
And Abraham, through faith and through God, he was victorious.
所以这就是让我们看到今天我们在这个信仰的旅程当中，其实也面对征战。
And this tells us that in our journey of faith, we also face battles.
但是在征战当中，只要我们有信心，靠神必能得胜。
But amidst these battles, as long as we have faith and we depend on God, then we shall be victorious.
得胜之后，我们一定要像亚伯拉罕一样的会感谢神，会奉献。
And once we become victorious, we need to emulate Abraham by giving thanks to God and offer thanksgiving.
那么还可以坚持住主所给我们的应许。
And we should also persist and grab onto the promises of God.
所以第十四章我们会谈到这个征战的问题。
Chapter 14 focuses on the issue of battles.
第十五章就是非常著名的亚伯拉罕信神就被神称义的经过。
Chapter 15 is a very famous record of how Abraham through faith was considered righteous before God.
他在没有指望的时候，他对神的应许、神的话没有疑惑，最后被神称义。
At the point of despair and desolation, he through his faith in God became considered righteous.
第十六章我们就看到一个人的信心会遇到考验。
Chapter 16 tells us that a person will go through tests of faith.
这考验的时候很可能我们会失败的。
During this trial of faith, you may encounter failure.
那失败之后一定会有一个结果，我们要承受我们所做选择之后的一个后果，我们要承担的。
And once you fail, you will have to face the consequences.
所以每一件事情都有结果，我们耍什么种，最后就是收什么结果。
So no matter what event, what choices in our life, there will always be a consequence. Whatever you sow, you will reap whatever.
所以我们要学习要怎么样在这个试验当中站立得住。
So we need to learn how to stand firm in our trials.
那第十七章，他失败之后，神后来隔了一段时间跟他显现。
Chapter 17, after Abraham failed, the Lord appeared to him after a certain period of absence.
神给亚伯拉罕一个很重要的目标。
And God gave him a very important goal.
要他成为完全。
To tell him to become perfect.
所以对神的信心有一个标杆，有一个非常清楚的目标我们要追求的。
In our faith toward God, there must be a very distinct goal that we have to pursue.
好，第十八章。
Chapter 18.
这个都跟亚伯拉罕有关系的。亚伯拉罕因为信心，他成为神的好朋友。
Abraham, because of his faith, became a good friend of God.
那成为神的好朋友有太多好处了。
Being a good friend of God has many benefits.
那神的好朋友一定有相对的作为是跟一般的世人不同的。
And being a good friend of God means that you will do something, conduct yourself differently from ordinary people.
在信心的生活里面要得胜，我们最后希望都能够成为神的好朋友。
In our life of faith, we wish to pursue for being victorious in order to become a good friend of God.
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
这就是罗德住在索多玛城被毁灭的经过。
Is the story of how Lot lived in the city of Sodom and he was wiped out.
神如何垂听亚伯拉罕的祷告最后拯救了罗德他这一家。
And how God listened to the prayer of Abraham and finally saved the household of Lot.
但是住在索多玛的人基本上很难逃避这个罪恶的影响我们也看到他最后是怎么堕落的，罗德怎么堕落的。
The dwellers in the city of Sodom is very hard to escape from the influence of sin, and we see how the Lot's family also declined morally because of this.
接下去罗德的记录就结束了。
And what follows is the recording of Lot disappeared.
看到神对罪恶的刑罚。
we see the consequence and God's judgment on sin.
第二次我们看到神对罪恶的审判。
And this is the second God's judgment concerning sin.
到第二十章。
In chapter 20.
亚伯拉罕这一次第三次信心又失败。
In the third occasion where Abraham's faith failed.
那他也因着这个外邦的提醒而醒悟了。
And through the reminder of the Gentile, he awoke.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕信心起伏，起起伏伏的。
And we also see how Abraham's faith going from up and down.
但是神的应许没有改变。
But God's promise never changed.
所以到二十一章，我们看到他的儿子，神应许的儿子以撒生下来。
This is why in chapter 21, God's promised son Isaac was born.
那所以亚伯拉罕呢，他本来从内心偷笑，到最后真的哈哈大笑。
And previously Abraham was laughing inside of himself, and finally he could laugh out loud.
所以第二十一章就提到以撒的降生。
Chapter 21 records the birth of Isaac.
那带来了什么样的改变？
And what kind of a transformation it brought about?
第22章。
Chapter 22.
这可能是在创世纪里面我们最多人在谈的一个故事。
This is one of the most talked about story in Genesis.
就是亚伯拉罕如何通过神的信心的考验。
How Abraham passed through the trial of faith.
到那个时候，神给他下一个评论。
And at that very at the conclusion of the matter, God gave him this judgment.
亚伯拉罕他爱神，直到他都完全没有任何的保留，没有为自己任何的保留。
That God recognized that Abraham loved God without any reservation.
这也是亚伯拉罕最高峰的时候，信心最高峰的时候。
This also marks the peak of Abraham's faith.
这也是让后来的世代不断传颂的一个信心的榜样。
And it's also why Abraham is a role model to our faith.
到第二十三章，这个以撒的母亲，撒拉就过世了。
In 23, Sarah passed away.
那这个母亲，这个妇人，是圣经里面唯一留下她活几岁的人物。
Sarah is the only biblical character whose the age of death was recorded.
在整本圣经里面，没有任何其他的。 妇女留下记录说她活一生活几岁。
Throughout the entire Bible, there is none other woman whose age of death was recorded.
除了撒拉这个人物。
Other than Sarah.
所以她非常特别。
This is why she is very unique.
她存着信心而死亡。
She passed away through her faith.
但是她得到了神所应许她的。
And yet she received what God had promised her.
第24章。
Chapter 24.
就是以撒，他是如何的顺服。 照着神的应许安排，得到一个很蒙福的婚姻。
Of course, how Isaac, through his obedience, came into a very harmonious and very blessed marriage.
所以二十四章在讲婚姻的道理的时候，一定会提到的。
So whenever we teach about having a perfect marriage, we will always come to this chapter.
好，所以第二十五章就是亚伯拉罕就死了。
Chapter 25, Abraham passed away.
好，那我们这个就是一个简单的概论，看一看亚伯拉罕整个一生。So
this is a brief outline of Abraham's whole life.
好，我们现在看回来第十二章。Let's
return to Genesis 12.
信心的旅程，这也是可能也有我们许多人，我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们信仰都有一个开头。
The journey of faith always begins with a start.
那这个开头，我们现在来说，基本上都是神主耶稣基督的呼召。Basically,
we can say it's out of God's calling, Lord Jesus' calling.
那现在我们来看一看神是如何的呼召亚伯拉罕，要他离开他的所住的地区故乡，然后来到一个完全陌生的一个地点。So
how did God call Abraham out of his hometown to a totally strange foreign land.
我们在谈这一章的时候，一定要先看《使徒行传》第七章。Let's
turn to Acts chapter 7.
新约圣经《使徒行传》第七章。Acts
chapter 7.
因为这是在《创世纪》里面，它没有特别记录，但是在《使徒行传》里面，它有给我们一个注解，让我们明白他是如何离开他故乡的。
Acts chapter 7 gives us some more details concerning how Abraham left his hometown.
使徒行传第七章从第一节到第四节。
Acts 7 from verse 1 to 4。
这是施提凡他在向众人申诉他的信仰的时候所提到的以色列百姓的历史。
Stephen described the Israelites' history while he addressed the council.
第七章的第二节哈。
Chapter 7 verse 2。
施提凡说：“诸位父兄，请听。”当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。第四节，他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。这段圣经一开始就说荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现，要他离开吾尔，就是他的故乡，去住在哈兰。
This passage states the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
但是神其实那时候没有跟他说他住哪里。
But actually, God did not reveal specifically where he was going to go.
神是呼召他要离开他的故乡。
He immediately called Abraham out of his hometown.
那出去的时候是他的父亲跟着他一起走的。
And when he went out, it was his father also traveled with him.
所以。我们看到这里的记载，请看回来《创世纪》的第十一章。
Now let's turn back to Genesis 11。
这一开头的这个部分要先搞清楚。
So we need to clarify the beginning。
创世纪第十一章。
Genesis 11。
第十一章，它在第二三十节的地方
Verse 30。
特别提到撒莱不生育，没有孩子。
Mentioned Sarah was barren; she had no child.
第二十九节就特别说亚伯拉罕他的妻子名叫撒莱。
Verse 29, Abraham took wife, and the name's wife was Sarah.
好，那这个时候撒莱都没有孩子。
But this time Sarah was barren.
第三十一节就说他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他的孙子哈兰的儿子罗德。并他的儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒莱出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。
31 And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarah, his son Abram's wife, and they went out from them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there.
好，所以我们看到，这是一开头，荣耀的神先向亚伯兰显现。
We see the beginning is marked by the glorious God appearing to Abraham.
这是一个吸引力。
This is a point of attraction.
今天我们要信神，基本上要有神的吸引。
Today, when we want to believe in the Lord, because we are attracted to Him.
所以我们一定不要误解了。其实今天如果不是神感动我们，我们可能不会听朋友的介绍，或者是家人的邀请，我们来到神面前。
Don't be mistaken. Today, if God did not move our heart and stir us, then when people invite us to church, we still would not come.
看起来好像我们是自己做选择，说，哎，有人来，有人邀请我，然后这地方看得不错，所以我喜欢来，我就来了。
On the surface, it appears as if we made our own choice to come because we wanted to come.
这当中其实上是有神现在我们每个人内心做工，才会有这个结果。
But in fact, it is because of God's working, stirring our hearts. So this is why the consequence.
所以这个神的工作是在每一个人的心里默默做的。
And God's work is very silent, just working away in our heart.
后来我们走入这个神的这个国度里面，我们都会慢慢的发现，原来神先做工，我们才有可能得到救恩。
As we travel through this journey of faith, we will all come to a realization that it is out of God's working that we came on this path.
所以现在第一次这个从乌尔要到这个神要他往迦南地去。
So the very first calling was going from Ur to Canaan.
我们如果看这个图现在投影机上面那个图
If you look at the map projected.
那这个乌尔在这个地方。
乌尔 is located at this point.
乌尔其实是等一下是巴比伦乌尔乌尔在这里就是现在伊拉克的地方
乌尔 is located in the present day Iraq.
那哈兰在这里
where Haran is here.
荷兰。所以这个旅程呢，你如果看这个它这个指标啊，这样是400公里啊。
So that the scale points to
400 miles. 所以这个整个旅程啊，差不多1000公里超过。
This entire journey is over 1,000 miles.
所以亚伯兰的父亲他带着他们这个儿子媳妇啊跟侄子啊，从这个地方就离开了，他走到这个地方就停下来了。
Abraham's father took his whole family and left from Ur and stopped at the location.
他们在这里住多久我们不知道。
We don't know how long he stayed.
但是圣经说，接下去，他拉死了之后，亚伯兰带着他的妻子跟侄子啊，就从哈兰来到了示剑，来到迦南地。
But after Terah passed away, then Abraham, his wife and Lot, came down to Canaan.
啊，所以这个神他呼召亚伯兰啊离开乌尔有个目的。
God called Abraham out of Ur for a purpose.
因为乌尔这个地方是拜偶像的地方。
For Ur is well known for idolatry.
神特别要他离开本地本族父家。
God specifically told him to leave from his home country and own nation.
所以今天哦，你看我们许多人啊，是因为离开我们的故乡，来到这个新的地方啊，我们才有可能信主的。
We see that today this mirrors our own experience. A lot of us, we have left our home country to a foreign land in order to believe in the Lord.
其实神哦，他在安排我们的脚步，我们的整个生命。
But in fact, God is arranging every step of our way in
our life. 其实神早在创世以前就在基督里面拣选了我们，他也认识我们。
We know that even before the creation of the world, the Lord had predestined to choose us and to save us.
好，所以今天我们蒙神拣选的人啊，都是有福的。
So we are all blessed today because we have been chosen by God.
那因为要离开啊，那个就是故乡哈，本族亲族，这个很多时候一个人没办法看得更远，或者是接受一个新的东西，跟他的生活环境有关系的。
The reason why a person cannot accept new concept oftentimes has to do with his surrounding and the people that he spends time with.
神要亚伯兰离开。
And God told Abraham to depart from his familiar surroundings.
好，那亚伯兰就照着神的吩咐就走了。
And according to what God instructed, he left.
好，我们现在继续看下一章。
The next chapters.
从第十二章开始，创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
The Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
好，那第二节说，我要叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫你，你也要叫别人得福。
Verse 2, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
那他说，为你祝福的，我就赐福给他。做主你的，我就做主他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Three, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
这是从哈兰这个地方，神第二次叫他，让他离开。
This is what God told Abraham from the land of Haran when he called him.
那这一次神给他特别有福气的，有应许的福气。
This time we see that God declared a promise with blessing.
在第一次神叫他离开乌尔的时候，神只是跟他说：“你要离开，往我指示你的地方去。”
The first time when God called this family, He merely told them that you have to pick up and leave.
那第二次神就有跟他讲说，他要为他做什么事。
But the second time God appeared to him, He told him specifically what he needs to do.
在这一段里面有七项应许。
In this short segment, you can see that there are seven promises.
我们如果看第二节哈
，Verse two，
第一个。你要成为大国。
First, I will make you a great nation.
那时候，亚伯拉罕的妻子撒来不会生育，没有孩子。
At that time, Sarah was barren without child.
第二个，我要赐福给你。
Second, I will bless you.
都没孩子，那个福气是要做什么
？Without any child, what good is blessings?
对亚伯拉罕来说，这都是要有信心才有办法接受的。
To Abraham, you have to accept all of these promises with faith.
第三。
Third,
我要叫你的名为大。
I will make your name great.
今天一个人的名字，通常死了，你就忘记了。
Today, no matter how famous you are, once you pass away, people will forget about you.
一个世代 哈, 可能, 哇, 当时候很出名, 但没有几年之后, 你都忘记, 那个人是谁啊?
Maybe you're very famous in your own time, but a few generations later, nobody will remember you.
但是现在神跟亚伯兰说, 你的名要成为大。
But here, God promised Abraham that I will make your name great.
所以现在你看, 世世代人, 多少人 在讲这个亚伯兰这个名字。
And we see that,
起孩子名字就是亚伯拉罕。
And we see that even until today, people name their children after the name of Abraham, and they talk about him.
第四个,
Fourthly,
你要叫别人得福。
I will bless those who bless you.
不是,第二节后面。
You shall be a blessing.
对,你是一个福气的。 就是因着你,别人得福气的。
Because of you, other people will receive blessing.
所以今天,我们被神 呼召选选的人啊，要成为叫别人得福的人。
Today we are called by God to become a blessing to others.
这都是神的应许。
This is all God's promises.
给了亚伯拉罕，今天我们成为亚伯兰属灵的后代，也承接这样的应许。
And today we are the spiritual descendants and offspring of Abraham. We too also inherit this blessing.
第五，神说为你祝福的，我就祝福给他。
Fifthly, God said, I will bless those who bless you.
所以别人要得福气。 一定要跟亚伯拉罕这样子做朋友，成为他的，就是为亚伯拉罕祝福，他就得福了。
So if other people wanted to make friends with Abraham, they had to bless him in order to be blessed.
第六，反过来做主你的，我就做主他。
And the other verse, the sixth point is conversely, if you other people curse him, then they will be cursed.
所以，你看这个亚伯拉罕在神眼中很特别的。
We can see how unique Abraham was in God's eyes.
第七，万地上万族要因你得福。
And seven. All the land, your families on earth shall be blessed.
这个是地上的万族都要因你得福，这个他所以他的这个子孙后代一定有一个很特殊的人物。
Since all nations, all family on earth shall be blessed through him, so his offspring must be very extraordinary.
这是在第二次神向他显现的时候，特别给的应许。
And these are the special blessings that God promised to Abraham in his second appearance.
好，那接下去。 第四节，亚伯拉罕就照着神的吩咐去了。Verse
4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him.
这个地方就表明了亚伯拉罕的信心。Here
it revealed the faith of Abraham.
你看他特别是照神的应许哦，照神的话就去了。You
see that Abraham followed God's instruction accordingly.
我们接下来看，想一想看哦，亚伯拉罕要照神的话去做。 有哪些特质?
Can you imagine what special characteristics consist in Abraham's obedience
下一,
to God's word?
下一章是来。好，这是另外一个图，我们看一看，你就看到说，当时候这些这个旅程本身啊，事实上是很辛苦的，很长的。We
see the journey itself is very arduous and long.
他们的旅程跟我们现在在旅行不一样的。Their
journey is far different from our journey today.
他们是用双脚在走路的。They
walk on their own two feet.
他们没有旅馆可以住的。They
had no hotels to live.
而且是全西家带全部人都一起走了。And
they had to carry their entire household.
一个干燥旷野路上的。To
walk on a very desert and deserted.
那他既然能够照神的吩咐去做。
And yet Abraham was able to follow accordingly. Let's note the special characters of his faith.
在希伯来书第十一章的地方，特别说，他出去的时候，他不知道要往哪里去。
Hebrews tells us that when he picked up and left, he did not know where he was going exactly.
也就是说，他不知道那个地方他没有去过，完全陌生。He
had never been to that place, and it's a strange foreign land.
但是神叫他去啊,
But God told him to go.
他就去了,
and he went.
他等要把他的根拔起来, 到一个未知的地方去。
It meant that he had to pull up his root to go to a place that he had never been before.
这对我们来说, 今天很难。
To us, this is a very difficult thing.
但是亚伯兰做到了。
And yet Abraham did it.
第二个,
Second,
当他离开他家的时候, 离开乌尔的时候, 神没有给他任何的应许。
When Abraham left his home from Ur, God did not promise him anything.
很单纯就是荣耀神向他显现吸引他他就走了。
It was very simple. God's glory appeared to him and he was attracted and he left.
所以他被神的荣耀吸引的。
And therefore he was attracted by God's glory.
所以要能够看到神的荣耀，我们就会一直跟着神。
So if we are able to perceive God's glory, then we will continue to follow God steadfastly.
第三
，Third，
他这个旅程那么远，那么艰难，路上可能遇到很多危险。
The journey was so long and arduous that he will face many dangers.
今天我们有时候在旅行的时候，我们会想很多，我们计划很多。
Nowadays, when we plan on a trip, we will consider many aspects.
我们很习惯的有计划 A、计划 B 啊。如果这个情况怎么样的时候，要怎么办？怎么应付？我们都先想好的。
And we will plan out for plan A, plan B, plan C.
但是亚伯拉罕没有。
But Abraham did not have any kind of contingency plans.
他知道危险，但是就是走了。
Even though he realized that there were dangers ahead, but he still went ahead.
第四个，这个信心的表现，你看他离开他的家乡之后，他就没有回去过了。
We see that after he left his hometown, he had never returned to back.
也就是说，他一出去，可能就是永远了。
And he realized that this was a permanent thing once he left.
圣经也说明，其实亚伯兰真的后来就没回去了。
And the Bible also tells us that indeed he never returned to Ur.
所以跟着神走，他就永远没有回头。
So he followed God and never looked back.
这是今天我们信心的表现。
This is how we can exhibit our faith today.
就是信心，我们跟随神的这条路是单向的，一直往前的，不能回头。
When we follow God with our faith, it's a one-way street. We can never look back.
因为这里所呈现的就是要离开这个世界，要进到神所应许的那个国度。
And what this shows us is spirit of pursuing after the everlasting kingdom, and to leave the earthly kingdom behind.
第五个，亚伯拉罕他信心的表现就在于，他离开家的时候，他没有子，他年老，他也没有儿子。
The fifth demonstration of Abraham's faith was that even when he was very old, he had no son to call his own.
他对神的应许，他相信呢。
And yet he believed in God's promise.
你要成为大国。
You are going to be a great nation.
你的名要被传颂。
And your name will be great.
而且他的名是美名，是很重要的名字。
And it's also in a very positive way, not negative.
可是眼前什么都没有。
But when he looked at it, there was nothing.
所以这个就是信心。
This is what it means to have faith.
信心就是现在没有，但是凭着信心的眼睛看到，好像已经有证据，非常的肯定。
Faith is described this way, even though now you see nothing, but through faith you believe that you will obtain something and you aim toward it.
第六点，好不容易走了这么远的路程，到了迦南地去，发现那个地方已经有人住，那是属别人的土地。
Sixth point, once he arrived in Canaan, after such a long, arduous journey, he discovered somebody already lived there. It belongs to someone else.
他现在变成一个外来的寄居的人。
And now he was just a stranger from a foreign land.How is he going to survive?
他要怎样面对他完全都没有亲戚朋友的帮助、啊、如果危险来到，困难临到，他怎么办？
And without the support of his extended families, if he were to suffer from any kind of danger, what should he do?
第七，其实亚伯兰一生，直到他死亡为止，他只有一块土地，就是埋葬他妻子的那块坟地而已。
Until the point of Abraham's death, he had no piece of land except for the cave where he buried his wife.
所以他一生其实都没有得到真正的土地很多大一片啊，那个怎样，他这个怎样来应用，他都没有啊，真的就是一块坟地而已啊。
So during his lifetime, he really did not possess any land other than the burial plot where he buried his wife.
希伯来书第十一章他这样说。
But in Hebrews chapter 11, tells us.
我们请看希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
所以信心在这个地方呈现的。
And faith is demonstrated here.
希伯来书十一章十三节。
Hebrews 11 verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，并且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
十四节说，说这样的话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
14. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
这个家乡是第十六节说更美的，在天上的。
And this homeland described in verse 16 is far better in heaven.
是神建造的。
It is built by God.
是永远不会失落的城。
And it is a nation that a city that will never perish.
是充满神的荣耀。
Filled with God's glory.
这里面有神的义居在其中的城。
Where God's righteousness dwell.
这个就是当时候亚伯兰他用信心眼睛所看到的。
So this is the faith of Abraham that he had seen from afar.
这个是在第十二章里面我们所看到亚伯兰他信心的表现。
And we see the demonstration of Abraham's faith in Genesis chapter 12.
他到了迦南地之后。
Once he arrived land,
他有一个信心的生活。
He had a life of faith.
我们等一下在祷告的时候继续来看。
And we'll continue that later.
我们现在一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息。
Let's take a break.